Yes, man.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Jasmine. This is Daniel.
How are you doing, Daniel? Long time. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, tonight's a special day.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's nice to hear from you, Daniel.
Good to be back.
Things are going well for you again?
It's been interesting.
You know what interesting is, don't you?
A metaphor for complicated.
No, interesting is a Chinese curse word. And then in China, may you live in interesting times is a curse. So I hope you move out of your interesting times into happy times.
Thank you.
Are you the only one on?
Jasmine's muted, I believe.
Jasmine doesn't feel like speaking today right now. Please join us in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Jamin Ha Tati Seruba Alakadimo Yutak Sabi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu no ra kufre shayim sintet nun na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamren Nun Gimodalid Yutka Shin Barchem Tacharem Ratame Sikatha Tami Gamlem Betet Resh Saditaf Gimel Hasim Kadosh Vero Tucha Nael Adata Et kuf bet tet nunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatach yud gimolamet pe'zayim kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodea talumot shin kufal. The letters of the month of Tishrei, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Moznaim, the scales, the astrological sign of Libra. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we do this utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apaim v'ral chesed v'emet. Notze chesed la'alapim. Notze awon wafesha v'chata'a v'nake. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, the year of bowing time, so that we can walk with Hashem. There are two verses in this year that connects to this that we study. The first is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchav v'yavo Hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon El Hamelech tavo natamar Achoti ut labev Ve'ene shete levivot Ve'evred miyada. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. And these letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha Vavoni lokisiti Amarti ode ale Peshaai la donai yohe wahe Weata nasata avon The year 5777, the year of the goat, also has two verses that connect to this energy that we study. The first of these is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into Tzatzki'ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to permute them into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. And these letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Asher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, the year the energy of which is the pause that refreshes. There are also two verses in this year, or in this, that the Tanakh that we connect to, that we can study to connect to this energy of the pause. The first is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Ha'yulimat. Willo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayechasku machechem alevim atkelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim ki alevim yishre leval v'hitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo, Ala Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Reka Ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Is the second of the verses that connect to the year 5776. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tur olamim. The year 5775 as the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishem imeni lo tarpeni adbili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Udu mikol hamachazoyam Asher yitchabe sham ushavtem Elai el nachon V'halakti yitchem V'chayayim yeshno Zaretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved ro'av yom ru'ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu Vene avla la anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do so by saying the letters of the name with their root vowels, all 216 letters. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la awa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he kom me la awa ka la yo la wa wa he he la. Nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me. La ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he to kao. Wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he da a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a Nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me he yo la he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo me wa me. There are three names that we study after we've read all of the names. The first is name number 13, Yud Zayin Lamed, Yozala. The energy of this name is heaven on earth. Name number 14, Mem Bet He, Mei Be He. The energy of this is farewell to God, to arms. And name number 30, Awame, Aleph Vav Mem, is building bridges, is its energy. These three names connect to the year 5778. And we learn from this connection of these three names, representing right, left, and central, we learn from these three names that by utilizing the energy of building bridges, helping people to remove their conflicts, to stop arguing, to work together, we stimulate people, motivate people to drop their arms, to stop their conflicts, to say goodbye to war. And it's through this process of removing war, building bridges, removing war, that leads to heaven on earth. And now we will connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And we will reveal this and discuss this, study this in the same manner that we did the 72 names of God. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me he shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la ha wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo La yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, Mei nu hei 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 wa. Mu yo hei hei shia. Yo re da shia hei. Re la yo awa mei. La yo bei wa hei re. Yo yo wa la hei hei. Ka ako mei nu da. Anu yo hei wa mei. Re hei a yo hei za. Hei shi hei mei ka ha. Wa wa la yo yo hei. Sa a la a re yo. A a la mei ta hei. Wa hei wa da la yo. Hei yo shi a la mei. Nu hei a nu wa ta. Mei la hei pei a yo. Nu ko mei yo re la. Hei be hei mei za re. Wa hei be yo a hei. A la wa mei za yo. Da hei be mei ka ko. A la a hei hei wa. Re la hei yo yo mei. Hei la yo mei hei mei. There's an additional name, name number 30. It's in the same location in both charts. It's the same letters, Aleph, Vav, Mem, Awame. The energy of this name is building bridges. And we learn from this how important it is to build bridges, because this is the only way to remove war and to draw the energy of heaven down to earth. The names of the tzaddikim who left this day, the 23rd day of Tishrei: Rabbi David Jungreis, Rabbeinu Chanoch ben Rabbeinu Moshe of Cordova, and Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Linsk. And the eighth name of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. This Shabbat we will be reading the Parasha of Bereshit, and so we will be studying the Zohar Bereshit. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the right-hand column, the first row. When you open up that landing page, week by week of the parashas, scroll at the it's close to the top, which is Bereshit. When you open up Bereshit landing page, please choose the link for class 6A, for section 6A. And this is where we will start. The name of the section is Let There Be a Firmament. We're going to start with Pasuk 44. But we will start with a L'Shem Yichud. Lashem Yehud Kud Shabarihu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urhimu Hilu Hilu Urhimu Veyata Lashem Yud He Bavav He Vehuda Shilim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Masei Adenu Konane Aleinu Masei Adenu Konanehu Vayomer Elohim Yehi Rakia Betoch Ramayim Wigomer Haka Bifrat Raza de Afrasha Bein Mayim Ilayim Letata Eberaza Bismala Haka Machloket Raza Dismala Piad Haka Raza Diamina Uve Haka Hu Raza Dismala Uginka askew me machloket bein dal yamina yamina ihu shalema dekola ugin kach biyamina yitir kola dehabeya bal yayo bal shalimu kada itvar shemala idar mit machloket uchahu machloket itakaf eshad rugza v'napek mineya ma mehahiyo machloket gehinom v'gehinom bismalat itar the translation. And Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. This phrase alludes to a detailed reform of the separation of the upper from the lower waters, according to the secret of the left. Here the dispute, according to the secret of the left, occurred. Until this point, referring to the first day, reference is made to the right. But on the second day, reference is to the secret of the governing of the left. Because of this, a great dispute broke out on the second day between the two sides. The left wanted to cancel the governing power of the right entirely, while the right wanted to cancel the governing power of the left entirely. The right, which is the secret of Chesed and the first day, is the perfection of all. Because of this, everything was written in the right on the first day. This means that all the 7 days, which are the seven Sephirot, emerged in it and are hinted in it, because every perfection depends on the right side. When the rule of the left was aroused, its dispute with the right began, and the fire of anger in that dispute became fierce. From this dispute, Gehinom was created. So Gehinom was awakened and created by the left, and cleaved to it, which means that whoever wants to strengthen the left shall fall into Gehinom, which originates from it. My commentary. The consequence of any action that strengthens the left is a trip, a tour of one of the levels of Gehinnom, which is hell. What actions strengthen the left? Judgment is probably the most insidious. This is my opinion. Questions, comments, thoughts? Pasuk 45. Ach mitah demoshe b'ha yistakal uvo vada divreshit ashkach v'o vada divreshit hawa machloket shemala v'yamina uvahu machloket v'yitar v'yasemala nafak v'yagehinom v'yitalak v'yamuda v'emsayita v'yihu yom telita al benehu v'afresh machloket v'asken litrein sitrin v'gehinom nachet latata usmala yitkalel v'yamina v'chawa shelama b'kola. the translation. In his wisdom, Moses looked into this and learned about the work of creation. In the work of creation, there was a dispute between the left and the right. And in that dispute, which the left provoked, Gehinnom was created. And Gehinnom held on to the left. The central pillar, which is Tiferet, entered between them on the third day, ending the dispute and bringing the two sides to an agreement. So Gehinnom removed itself from the left and descended below. The left joined the right, and there was peace everywhere. My commentary, in my opinion, the pasuk is clear as it is written. Questions, comments, thoughts? Pasuk 46. Kirgavdada machlo ket rokach koach bilacharon simala biyamina ista karmoshe pilvada divreshit amar liitchaze liafrasha machloket ben yamina lismala eshtadil liaskama benaihu bilabaye shemala v'ata orach v'tukfeya. The translation. A similar dispute occurred between Korach and Aaron, the left against the right. Moses studied the creation and said, I am one able to eliminate the dispute between right and left. Moses tried his best to reconcile them, but the left did not want to be reconciled. So Korach became stronger and overcame Aaron. My commentary. This conflict between left and right continues to this day in each individual. Sometimes the left wins and sometimes the right wins. And what is the truth? They both lose as long as they do not reconcile and become the central column, which includes both. Questions, comments, thoughts? Pasuk 47. Amar v'dai gehinom v'tokfa d'machloket d'ma'ala itzderich v'itabeka hula ba'e v'itabeka le'ela ulitka le'la v'yamina v'dai echot Betata betokfa, derubza dileya. The translation. Moses said, assuredly, because of the power of disagreement of the left, Gehinnom should cling to it, just as it was in the works of creation. Korach did not wish to be attached above, namely to the structure of holiness, and join the right, like the left on high. So assuredly he shall descend below, down into Gehinnom, because of the fierceness of his anger, as happened in the works of creation. Gehinnom came out and cleaved to the left. Moses knew that with the strength of Korach's anger, Korach would descend to Gehinnom and be attached to it. My commentary. And this is why he called for the earthquake. Why Moses called for the earthquake. Questions, comments, thoughts? Pasuk 48. Ve'odala ba'e korach liaskama Hai machloket piyada de Moshe begin de la hawa v'shem shemayim v'la chayesh v'kara v'ilela v'achesh ovada v'vreshit kechon dechama Moshe dechawa machesh ovada v'vreshit Pitachayu levar kedain vayichar lemoshe meod. The translation, because of this, Korach did not want Moses to settle this dispute, since it was not for heaven's sake, did not have pure intentions. He had no respect for the celestial glory, which is the Shekhinah, and refused to acknowledge the work of creation. This means that he denied the settlement of the central column in the work of creation. He wanted only the left to govern. As soon as Moses realized that he was denying the work of creation and being rejected out of holiness, Moses was much angered. My commentary. The Pasuk is explaining what was and what is Moshe's consciousness in the conflict with Korah. Pasuk 49. Vayichar l'Moshe al diachishu le'adilaskem ahu machloket me'osal yach Eshu Ovada Divreshit Ukola Akesh Korah Beela Utata Dikti Bechatzotam Al Hashem Hatata Beela Vialda Itabek Bame The translation. And Moses was much angered because Korach and his company refused to acknowledge him and did not allow him to settle the dispute. It is written much because they denied the acknowledgement of the work of creation. So Korach denied everything above in Zeranpin and below in the souls, as it is written when they strove against Hashem, which is the secret of Zeranpin. For the damage that he did reached both above to Zeranpin and below to Moses. Therefore, Korach cleaved on to what he deserved. He reached Gehinnom, as written. They went down alive into Sheol. In my opinion, the Pasuk is clear as it is written. Are there questions, comments, or thoughts? Pasuk 50. Machloket deitchaken kegadna dileila besalek velanachet deitkayam beolach mechisharda machloket deshamay dehilel bekadosh baruchu afresh benehu velas Kain lone v'dahawa machloket l'shem shamayim v'shamayim afresh machloket v'ad itkayam v'dahawa kegavna v'chada divreshit v'korach v'ovada Divreshit Achesh Bishamayim hawa uvelachasha miledioraita vadai veitza bekuta degehinom hawa vialda itza bak bachadea. The translation. Another dispute was settled like above, a dispute that rose and did not come down, and was based on decency, was that between Shammai and Hillel. Shammai was the aspect of the left on high, while Hillel was the aspect of the supernal right. And the Holy One, blessed be He, intervened between them and approved of them. This means that the differences in the arguments between Shammai and Hillel reached them from the central column of above, which is the secret of the Holy One, blessed be He. This was a dispute for the sake, for the name of heaven. And the heavens, Zeranpin, reconciled this dispute to establish both. Because of this, their illuminations continued to exist. This dispute is like the work of creation. It is similar to what the central column achieved for the sake of establishing the work of creation. But Korach denied the establishing of the work of creation, and the dispute was toward the heavens, namely Zeranpin, that is the reconciling column, and he wanted to deny the principles of the Torah, which is Zeranpin. Assuredly, this dispute and denial was the result of the efforts of Gehinom, and its power of judgment cleaved to Korach, and he to it. Thus he fell into Gehinom. My commentary. Why does the Pasuk end with what was disclosed in the earlier Pasukim about Korach and the descent into Gehinom? My answer is that including both the positive and the negative discussions is what is necessary to have a central column energy. It includes both aspects in their unity. Pasuk 51. Biraz adaba sifra di adam hoshef kaditar itar. The two peya uvrabeya gehinom veit dabak behadeya behahu machloket kewan bishakech rugza the two pa itar machloket kegavna achara. Machloket Darshimu. The translation. This secret appears in the book of Adam, when darkness was aroused to take control. It emerged in all its might and created Gehinom within it, and Gehinom cleaved to it in that dispute. As the anger and the might of the Gevurot were calmed down, the dispute was aroused in a different manner, as a dispute of love. My commentary. Life is a process, and that is the hint in this pasuk. If one allows him or herself to become angry, then one creates a hell in one's own life. Pasuk 52. Utrein machloket hawo had sheruta v'chad siyuma v'dayihu archechon v'tzadikayayo sheruta dilchon bekashu v'sofa dilchon Binyacha Korachava Sherita Demachloket Kifum Rugza Betukva Pita Bak Begehinom Shama Sofa Demachloket Kad Rugza Binyacha It's to Rishli Atara Machloket Dirshimu Ulaskama Al Yada Dishamayim. The translation. There are two kinds of disputes, one at the beginning and one at the end. This is the path of the righteous, which is hard in the beginning, because it is full of suffering, but ends in peace. Korach, being the left, was the beginning of the dispute between the right and the left, which was full of anger and fierceness. Each wanted to diminish the illumination of its neighbor. From this, Gehinom emerged, and Korach cleaved to Gehinom. Shammai was also the aspect of the left, but at the end of the dispute between the right and the left, when anger was forgotten and the dispute of love was set in motion so as to receive approval from the heavens, which is the column that settles the dispute. My commentary. Binding by striking is the process that shortens the process. And this pasuk is describing this shortening, this process. If only people would choose to shorten their individual process. Pasuk 53. Viraza dayahi rakia betoch amayim. Vayhi mavdil ba machloket tad ma'ayikaru derugza betupa ba'a le'afrasha ve'itar gehinom ad derugza betukfa'a itstadan ukdein yaviyas Elohim et harakia, wigomer itar machloket, irchimu v'chavidu. V'kiyuma di'alma, uvraza da machloket, shama v'hichilel. Torah Shebal Peh Alat Birchimu Gabe Torah Shebiktav Bechawo Bekiyuma Shelim. The translation. This is the secret in the verse. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide. This is the first dispute, aroused by anger and force, in which each wanted to overcome and annul its neighbor. The Holy One, blessed be He, wished to nullify the dispute, and Gehinom was aroused until the anger and aggressiveness cooled down. Then it is written, and Elohim made the firmament and divided. This division is the dispute, carried with love and friendship, which supports the world. According to this secret, namely through the dispute of love, is carried the dispute between Shammai and Hillel, namely the dividing of and Elohim made the firmament at the end of the dispute. On the other hand, the dispute of Korach was one of anger, which is the dividing of Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, at the beginning of the dispute. So the dispute of Shammai and Hillel was for the sake of heaven, in which the oral Torah, which is the secret of the female principle, entered with love into the written Torah, which is their Anpin, and called heaven. And they were in perfect unity. My commentary. Why does this pasuk discuss both types of disputes? In my opinion, it relates to the idea of binding by striking as a spiritual law. Learning to use this tool is always relative, and the first dispute is part of the necessary process. Pasuk 54. Havdalaihu vadai. Ismala ketivata avdala vayim avdil uktivaya avdel uktivatam amat mihem ki avdil vidomer uktiva et hahiyo avdil et shavet. Alevi, Yehavadai Leit Havdala, Ela Besheni, Beatar Shemala. The translation. Division certainly applies to the left alone, as it is written in relation to the second day. And let it divide. While of Korach it is written, is it but a small thing to you that the Elohim of Israel has separated you? It is also written, at that time Hashem separated the tribe of Levi. So assuredly the separation appears only in the second day, in the place of the left. My commentary. It is important to realize that the separation is part of a process of unification. Yet in the left column, there is a separation energy that is not part of the process of unification. Yet there is both types of separation in the left column. Pasuk 55. Ve'ite ma'havdala b'shayni huvadai ha'mahavdala b'levidihu talita'a avdala b'shma'on itzterich dihu sheni ela afal gav d'levi Ihu talita v'data b'yakov sheni hawa ulolam v'asheni hawa v'kola b'yorach meshar b'yorach shalim kitka yaot. The translation. You may ask, if division occurs definitely on the second day, why then is the separation mentioned about Levi, who is the third son of Jacob? It should have been associated with Shimon, who is the second son of Jacob. The answer is that although Levi is the third son according to Jacob's mind, he is the second, because Reuben is not considered the first son of Leah, as at the time Jacob thought she was Rachel. So the separation is forever in the second, because after the division has occurred in the second, everything goes smoothly along the straight path in a perfect way, as it should be. This is because by the separation the lights enclose each other and are completed by each other. My my commentary, how powerful is consciousness? The Pasuk also implies a process to unify after an energy of separation creates the separation. Pasuk 56. Hagdalah b'motzai Shabbat feininun Dishalitin b'yome Kol Shabbat b'kad nafek Shabbat shalkal megehinom Tad sitra me'ala Be'isha divai divali shalka'a Bishata de Amrin Israel Umase Yadenu Konana Aleinu Benapek Mehahu Darga Deikre Shemala Uvae Leitarva Bizarra di Israel Ushalta Alaihu di Israel. The translation. The Havdalah is a prayer of separation that is performed at the end of Shabbat is for the purpose of separating those powers that are dominant during the days of the week from holiness that is dominant during Shabbat. With the ending of Shabbat, one aspect of Gehinnom appears. It is the evil eye that desires to govern the world, just as Israel recites, O prosper it, the work of our hands. It emerges from that grade of the other side, which is called the left, and wishes to mingle with the seed of Israel by taking control over the Holy Covenant and having power to punish Israel. My commentary. Israel requires separation for the purpose of avoiding being influenced by the negative system. Yet this separation is necessary to reveal light. This pasuk is hinting at the results and the purpose of the law. We're going to stop here. We're out of time. And we will either study this next year or we will study it this coming Motzi Shabbat. I will leave that decision up to you all. Does anyone have any questions? Our next class will be Havdalah, Motzi Shabbat, this coming Saturday, and that will take place at 6 p.m. West Coast time. At 7 p.m. West Coast time, we'll either finish this class or we'll have a Zohar from the Parsha of Noah. Sunday morning at 10:30 West Coast time, we will have a class, and we're beginning to get back to our normal schedule, so that class should be about the land, the holiness of the land of Israel. But it has been about 2 months since we've had a class on the land of Israel. So the question that needs to be asked and answered is, do you want to start over or do you want to continue where we've left off? You always have the recordings, but the choice is yours. please let me know. Take a vote. Send me an email. Give me a call. Text me. Let me know what you think. There will be a class 3 o'clock Sunday, West Coast time. And again, we have a similar discussion. Do we bring in the subject of Lashon Hara and continue those classes? Should we start a class on the letters of the Aleph Bet? Should we continue with some other classes that we have not yet completed? One of which that I'm thinking of is the classes on Teshuvah. We're only having completed section 8 or chapter 8, and there are 12 chapters. Then there's also the classes on the meditations from the Ari, the writings of Rabbi Ashlag, the writings of the Ari. We have a lot of material that we can take up. The question is, what material do you wish to study? Please let me know. I bid you all shalom. Have a beautiful Simchat Torah tomorrow. Enjoy the dancing with the Torah. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.